Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Campbell County girls and boys outdoor track and field teams battled uncooperative weather and much more this year as they finished the 2023 season over the weekend at the 4A State Track and Field Championship at Kelly Walsh in Casper. The Campbell ladies finished the meet in 12th as a team with 10 points, and the Campbell boys came in 11th with 26 points. Starting with the Campbell ladies, head coach Shelly Strumpka was pleased with the progression the girls had throughout the season, especially with the weather challenges they faced all spring.
The weather was definitely a factor all season. I think we did not have a good weather track meet until state. So one of the things I was really pleased with, though, is that the girls definitely competed and continued to get better every track meet. After every meet, I post a depth chart that shows their improvements. And every week, every track meet, we had kids improving despite the weather conditions. So I was really pleased with that. And then they really performed exponentially well at the state track meet once they finally had some warm weather without wind.
And moving to the Campbell boys, head coach Micah Christensen is looking forward to next year with all the underclassmen he will have on the team come next season.
So right now, our biggest classes are our freshman and sophomore classes. Obviously, retaining them is a must. And in order to get those guys to be great juniors and seniors, you got to keep them out, of course. And we do lose some key kids this year. You know, we had a really good senior class, and just numbers-wise, they weren't huge, but a key piece to our teams. But now it's just a matter of retaining those guys and making sure those guys progress and keep working and then see how they end up as juniors and seniors. And when most kids really seem to flourish, especially on the guys' side with maturity and things like that.
We will have a recap tomorrow on how all the runners did for Campbell County and Thunder Basin at the state track meet over the weekend. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.